Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his...
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve. This is the 251st Word for Word show. Today we are in Psalms again, and we will be for a while. We're going to be covering Psalms 116, 117, and 118 today. I'm going to go a little slower because Psalm 119 is the largest of all the Psalms, and it's going to take a whole show to do it. So I'm going to not go at a breakneck pace to do these Psalms justice. And then on Wednesday the 21st, I will do Psalm 119. That's going to be a big one. That is the largest of the Psalms, as I said. So let's get started here. Let me get a little drink of this coffee and clear my throat, and I'll be right with you. Ah, yes, that ends the hot coffee. Now I'll start drinking ice water to keep me lubricated through the readings here. Oh yes. Psalm 116 verse 1. I love Yahweh. That love is 157. I love Yahweh because he has heard my voice and my supplications. 8469. Oh, by the way, this does not have a title. I forgot that. I'm getting old. Verse 2. Because he is inclined, 5186, his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him. And they have as long as I live, and it's 3117, and would better be translated all my days, because yom is days, all of my time. That's the meaning of yom: time, days, period of time, age. In other words, eon, multiple meanings, just depending on the context of where and how they're used. Verse 3, the cords, 2256, of death, 4194, entangled, 661, me. The cords of death entangled me. And the pains, 4712, of Sheol, that's 7585, found me, 4672. Sheol is the land of the dead and its inhabitants. They usually translate it as grave in the King James, but it has more of a meaning than that. I found trouble, 6869, and sorrow, 3015. Now, verse 3 of Psalm 116, you can find in Psalm 18, verse 4, you can reference that. Verse 4, then I called upon the name of Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, I beg you, 577, rescue, 4422, my life. And the word used for life is 5315. It can mean life, it can mean being, it can mean person, it can be translated as soul. It is another one of those Hebrew words that has many meanings. Let me clear my chest out here a second. Yep, as soon as I start talking and forcing out words, that hits me. It'll go away eventually. About halfway through the reading here. Verse 5. Gracious, 2587, is Yahweh. And righteous, 6662. Yea, our Elohim, that means our God, is merciful, 7355. You see here that he is in dire straits, and he is extolling the attributes of Yahweh. Verse 6. I'm going to have to cough again. I'm sorry. That's rough. Get a little drink of water here. Verse 6. Yahweh preserves. That's 8104. Now that word can mean preserves, to keep, to guard, to observe. That's another one with multiple meanings. Yahweh preserves the simple, 6612. I was brought low, 1809, and he helped me, 3467. Verse 7, return to your rest, 4494, O my soul. That's 5315 again. Okay, there's another usage of it right there. For Yahweh has dealt bountifully, that's one word, 1580, with you. Verse 8. Because you have delivered, 2502, my life, that's 5315 again, different usage there. You have delivered my life from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Verse 9, I will walk before Yahweh in the land of the living. In other words, he's not going to die at that time. Now, here's verse 10, and you can reference 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, for verse 10. I believed, 5:39. Therefore I have spoken. I was greatly, 3966, afflicted, 6031. Verse 11, I said in my haste, 2648, all of Adam are liars. Ooh. He was angry about something. He said this hastily. All of Adam are liars. Liars is 3576, and Adam, of course, is 120. Verse 12. What shall I recompense or return to? What shall I recompense to Yahweh? That's 7725, recompense. For all his benefits, 8408. In other words, how can I repay him? Verse 13. I will take 5375. That's also to lift up, to bear up the cup, 3563. Of salvation, 3444, and call upon the name of Yahweh. Verse 14. I will pay my vows to Yahweh now in the presence of his people. That's Israel. Going to the temple, going to pay vows in front of everybody to show. I believe this was written by Dawid. This is kingly writing here. But it doesn't have a title, so I can't prove it. Verse 15. The death of his pious ones, 2623, is precious, 3368, in Yahweh's sight. Let me clear my chest again. Oh, that hits me at such inconvenient times. The death of his pious ones is precious in Yahweh's sight. What does that mean? They are special, and he's going to make note of those deaths to repay in vengeance on those that have killed his pious ones. There's a lot of retribution going to come on Yahweh's day of wrath. Okay? Remember, Yahshua told the Jews that they had killed all the prophets. All the righteous blood is on them. That retribution is going to come on the day of Yahweh's wrath when Yahshua returns. It's going to be a slaughter, folks. Verse 16, O Yahweh, oh, because I am your servant and the son of your handmaid, you have loosed my bonds. Okay, loosed is 6605 and bonds is 4147. And that is that whole thing. My bonds is figurative for the hold of death. Verse 17, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, 8426, and will call upon the name of Yahweh. Notice how he stresses that all the time. Call upon the name, call upon the name. Verse 18, This is a repeat. This is a repeat of verse 14, verse 18. I will pay my vows to Yahweh now in the presence of his people. He repeats that. This is a poem, remember? This is not history. This is poetry and songs to the glory of Yahweh, extolling his virtues. Verse 19, in the courtyards, 269, of Yahweh's house, that's the temple, in the midst of you, O Yerushalayim, Alleluia, that means praise be to Yahweh, praise be to Yah. The house is the temple in the midst of Jerusalem. So that's where he's going to go. And he made a vow that if Yahweh did this or Yahweh did that, that he would do this and he would do that. And he's gonna pay those vows. Because he's righteous and he wants to stay in grace with Yahweh. This is very poetic. It extols the attributes of Yahweh. It's a psalm of praise. Pardon me for just a second. Okay, now we're at Psalm 117. This also does not have a title. Verse 1 of Psalm 117, you can reference the book of Romans, Chapter 15, verse 11. Verse 1. O praise Yahweh, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. 5, 2, 3. What nations and what people? Who worshiped Yahweh except for Israel? So he's talking to Israel here. Verse 2, because his loving kindness, 2617, is strong, 1396, towards us. Okay, this is an Israelite writing this. Therefore, the nations and people he was talking about in verse 1 are the Israel nations and people. And the faithfulness, 571, of Yahweh is forever, 5769. Alleluia! That's Psalm 117. That's it. That's an itty-bitty one. That's just two verses. I'm looking at Psalm 18 here, and then I'm looking at Psalm 119 and shaking my head. It's 176 verses. No way I'm going to get that done today. I can't do it, because with the commentary on 118, that's going to take a little bit of time, and I guess I'll sermonize a little bit about these psalms, because these are extolling psalms. As I said, these are songs of praise, You'll see that early on in 118 here. Let's get into 118. It does not have a title. Verse 1, now you want to write these down. Give you a second. You can reference 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13, and chapter 7, verse 3. You can reference the book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11, and Psalms 100. Verse 5, Psalms 106, verse 1, and Psalms 137, verse 1, and the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 11. This verse is in all of them. It's usually the first opening verse when it is used. Okay, here comes verse 1. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. That's 2896. Because his loving kindness, 2617, endures forever. Okay, and it goes on in this vein. In verse 2, let Israel now say that his loving kindness endures forever. Verse 3, let the house of Aharon, that's the house of the priesthood, now say that his loving kindness endures forever. Verse 4, let those that revere, 3373, Yahweh, now say that his loving kindness endures forever. 4 straight verses of praise. Verse 5, I called upon Yah, that is 3050, that's the short version for Yahweh. I called upon Yah in distress, 4712. Yah answered me, 6030, and set me in a large place. Large place is 4800, that means a place where he had room to move. He wasn't bound in on all sides. Here's an important verse. Verse 6, you can reference Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear, 3372. What can Adam do to me? Let's stop right here. This verse holds true today for true Israel. Those that have come out from among the beast and have come back to Yahweh, I speak particularly to Christian identists, because we're the only one that has actually the entire picture, living of a righteous lifestyle, with the godly laws, keeping of the feasts, keeping of the food laws, the whole package. because we realize that because most of Israel has gone astray, that most of them are still in dispersion, and even the remnant is still in foreign lands instead of over in our original homeland because we have been dispersed. We don't want to be over there anyway because of the seed of the serpent that has taken over that land. That land will be restored itself to a garden land and will be returned to us after Yeshua returns. We're not going to get it sucked up by some cosmic vacuum cleaner and deposited over Jerusalem. Not happening. The new Jerusalem will come down that we will inhabit, because all of Israel that has basically made the cut to get into the kingdom will be there, and it is going to be so huge it wouldn't fit over in the Middle East. It will fit here, probably in North America, because of the sheer dimensions of that are required for that city. Everything's going to change. I mean, our bodies will change. We'll be changed. All of it is coming. He's going to come, basically, and clean house on planet Earth. That's just the way it's coming down, folks. The day of grace will be over. And the day of wrath will be here. Now, we don't fear that. I've had people comment to me, aren't you scared? What? No. Why would I be scared when my loving, eternal King that laid down his life for me to cover over my sin returns? I will be jumping and shouting and just full of joy. I don't fear that day. He's not coming to destroy me or my Christian Israelite brethren. He's coming to destroy our enemies that have been persecuting us. It says so. Right in Thessalonians. I read that all the time. It just doesn't take with some people. It just bounces off of them like a ping pong ball. It doesn't get in to their brain. They've been struck dumb, I guess. But there are those out there that do hear it. I know our listenership here on EFR has increased dramatically to the point where we're going to need a bigger server just to handle the files. We've filled this one up. Oh, man. I never dreamed when I started that it would take off this fast, but what a blessing. But we're waiting on Yeshua's return. And that's what all these things, these Psalms, are all about. All of the scripture, maybe not in its majority, but in a lot of the books, all point to the second coming. Future prophecy, and we're watching it go to pass or come to pass today. Let's get back to this. I did verse 6. Yahweh is on my side; I will not fear. What can Adam do to me? Verse 7. Yahweh takes my part with those that help me. 5:8-6. Brother helping brother gets blessing. Here's the second half of this verse. Therefore, I shall see my desire upon those that hate me. Those that call us names and revile us and try to do us harm and hate us because we stand for the truth, they're in trouble. Here's another truism here, verse 8. Better to seek refuge, that's 26:20, in Yahweh than to put trust in Adam. Because people will let you down, but Yahweh will not. Verse 9. Better to seek refuge in Yahweh than to put trust in nobility, 5081. Now, here's what leads me to believe this is a Psalm of David. Verse 10. All nations surrounded me, 5437, but in the name of Yahweh I will destroy them, 4135. All the pagan nations surrounded Israel. And David made war on them and wiped them out. Beat them all. Verse 11. They surrounded me. Yea, they surrounded me. But in the name of Yahweh I will destroy them. Verse 12. They surrounded me like bees. 1682, a swarm of bees. They are quenched, 1846, as a fire, 784, of thorns, 6975. For in the name of Yahweh I will destroy them. Now here he's speaking to them. 13. You have pushed me down, 1760, that I might fall, 5307. And that's not fall. Usually means to fall down in death. You have pushed me down that I might fall, but Yahweh helped me. Yahweh made him overcome all these nations that were warring against him. Verse 14, and you can reference Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. And Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. And verse 14. Yah is my strength, 5797, and song. Now this can be either 2172 or 2176. The way the word is written in the Hebrew, it's uncertain which number, but they both have the same meaning. Yah is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. 3444. That's physical salvation from these earthly enemies. Verse 15. The voice of joyful singing, 7440, and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly, 2428. That is a symbol of his power, okay? The right hand of Yahweh. Always, the right hand is a power symbol in the Hebrew. Verse 16. The right hand of Yahweh is exalted, 7311. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. That's a repeat of what was in the prior verse. Verse 17. I shall not die, 4191, but live, 2421, and declare, 5608, the works, 4639. Of Yahweh. Here's another verse that leads me to believe this was written by King David. Yah has chastened me painfully. Now that's 3256 doubled, as an emphatic usage. They do that. But he has not given me over to death, 41:94. In other words, he gave him a whipping, but he didn't kill him. All right, he's given us a whipping right now. Look at the conditions. Go down for the people of Israel. We had our day in the sun, and the enemy that follows and licks the dust behind us, has taken over and now controls this nation and has turned it into Babylon. Turned the whole world into Babylon. Babylon is a symbolic of the system that governs the world. And it's in all the nations. It's just creeping everywhere. And Babylon, that system, will fall. Okay, verse 19 of Psalm 118. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise Yah. Verse 20. This gate of Yahweh, into which the righteous shall enter. Verse 21. I will praise you, for you have answered me and become my salvation. Continuing exaltation of Yahweh. Here is a messianic verse. Verse 22 of Psalm 118. You can reference the book of Luke, chapter 20, verse 17. The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 11. And 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 7. And verses 22 and 23, both of these two verses, you can reference Matthew 21, verse 42, and Mark, chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. Verse 22 of Psalm 118. The stone, 68, which the builders, 11:29, spurned, 3988, is become, 1961, the head, 7218, cornerstone, 6438. Now, I know it reads differently in your King James Bible, but this is exactly what it says in the Hebrew. I don't care what they wrote in the King James. They played with all the verses. That's what it says in Hebrew. Verse 23, this is Yahweh's doing. It is wonderful, 6381, in our eyes. There's verse 24. This is the day Yahweh has made. We will rejoice, 1523, and be glad, 8055, in it. Okay, let me clear my pipes again. All right. Verse 25 of Psalm 118. You can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 9, the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 9, and the book of John, chapter 12, verse 13. Verse 25 of Psalm 118. Save now, I beg you, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beg you, break forth, 6743, now, 4994. Break forth and destroy these enemies. Here is verse 26, and you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 9, and chapter 23, verse 9. And the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 9, and the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 35, and chapter 19, verse 38. And the book of John, chapter 12, verse 13. Verse 26, blessed is he that comes, 935, in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you out of the house of Yahweh. That's speaking of the Messiah. Yahshua. Yah is salvation. Who came in the name of the Father, his Father. Verse 27. L410, that means the divine being, is Yahweh, which has showed us light. 215. That's also wisdom or understanding or enlightenment. Bind, 631, the feast, 2282, that refers to the Passover lamb, with cords, 5688, to the horns, 7161, of the altar, 4196. The Passover lamb that was to be slain at twilight. Verse 28. You are my El. That means you are my divine being. And I will praise you. You are my Elohim. That's the plural. I will exalt you. Verse 29, and this is a duplicate of verse 1 of this psalm. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. And that ends Psalm 118. Now, I've got less than 20 minutes, but I want to comment on this series that I have just read. There are a number of books in the book of Psalms. They don't give them to you in Judeo-Christianity, but they're categorized by topic. All of this series that I'm reading now is the extolling of Yahweh, his praise, his worship, asking for his saving mighty right hand to keep people from dying, all of that, prayers of supplication, calling upon his mighty name and naming all his attributes. You've seen it in this last psalm. What Yahweh does. Yahweh is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. He's talking about the attributes of the Father. They have grouped these together like you would group a musical collection. Well, you have the classical, and you have your jazz, and you have your rock and roll, and then you have your church music or whatever, and then you have this and you have that. Well, they did that with Psalms. Judeo-Christianity just says the book of Psalms. Well, no, the should be the books with an S, plural. There are multiple books here. Psalm 119, which is going to be coming up on Wednesday, is all about the law and statutes of Yahweh. Now, this is a Psalm of David. It has many, many repetitions in it. It repeats over and over things. It has a theme. Now, remember, it's not a historical document. It's poetry put to music. That is what these are. These are songs. They had tunes. The early ones all were to be sung in Hebrew to music. We have lost those musical tunes today. We don't have that music anymore. We just have the words. And when read in Hebrew, they have a cadence to them that was played to Eastern style music. Remember, we have dispersed into all these other nations, but our origins, our original origins, are in the East. We were nomadic, tent-dwelling shepherds. My, how we have changed over the years. Okay, we need to understand our history, what we were, and now what we have become, and through Scripture, what we will become. How things will change when the Messiah returns and straightens all this mess out that we have made due to the influences of the evil one and his children. This ongoing battle that has been going on. It's still raging today. It's not a shooting war right now. But I wouldn't hold my breath thinking it's not going to become one. I'll be real honest with you, there are some bad times coming. Now, what does that have to do with Psalms? Well, these Psalms tell of bad times. Back when David was having bad times, and they were going to be put into captivity, and they'd been conquered, and the enemy was at the gates, and this and that, and all this other stuff. This is a repeat of what was going on back then. We're going to have all these things repeat itself in this battle. This battle's not over. It's really just gearing up. Quite honestly, it's cranking up. They're passing laws. Those who form mischief by a law, I've quoted that. What have these politicians done but form mischief by a law? The laws today are engineered against true Israel. Literal genocide of our people has occurred. We are down to one third of our former numbers. They've killed two thirds of our people over these years. There's statistics that show the population drop of the white people. True Israel. The goal of the enemy is the same goal it was from the very beginning. The Satan did not want to bow down and worship the image of Elohim, which was Adam. He was angry that we were to supplant him as administrators of this planet. He didn't like it. And he continued to rebel. He's never accepted it. And his children that he engineered to have born, following the seed line of Cain, all have his satanic DNA, and they have a deep, abiding hatred for us. They have bred with all nations of the earth, so they look like the local people. Even with white people, they try to pass a lot of them as white in order to deceive and get into organizations and do their political machinations and further engineer the genocide of our people. Everything in the scripture is for our instruction on how to live. It's a how-to book of life. Psalms is no different. No different whatsoever. These are recountings of what went on in the life of the king. His glorification of Yahweh, his deep despair, which Yahweh lifted him out of, his battles, which he could not have won against overwhelming odds if it was not for Yahweh's help. As I said, Psalm 119 is all about the laws. These people today want to put away the law of Yahweh. They say it was nailed to the cross. We are not to follow it. But King David disagrees, because it's all about his praise of the laws and his love for the laws of Yahweh, which are the how-to manual for life. Follow the path of righteousness, which is outlined in Yahweh's Torah. Okay, well, what is our problem stemming from today? It stems from us not following the path of righteousness outlined in Yahweh's Torah. Not all of us. There are many of the remnant that have completely converted and changed their whole life. They've turned it over to Yahweh. And I am heartened by this. I see my brothers and sisters. I get the reactions from my brothers and sisters. And it gives me great hope and it brings me joy. But our work here at EFR is to help gather the remnant, and every individual Israelite that will give his life over to Yahweh and Yeshua and come into Yahweh's camp is a huge victory for us. I feel the sense of victory when I get an email from a new convert. Nothing makes me happier. That's another brother or sister that has joined the remnant. And that is the commission that he has given us to do his will and gather his sheep. That's what a pastor does. A pastor watches over the sheep and feeds them. That's a description of a pastor. Well, that's what he called us out to do. And when we see the flock increase and the sheep coming in and gathering, what is more wonderful for a pastor than that? I keep telling my fellow Israelites, you may not be a pastor or a teacher, but you are a witness to the glory and the saving grace of our Father. Pass it on. The harvest is ready, but the workers are few. Be a worker. Tell someone, as someone told you, about all these things. Be a witness. Witness to other people. Tell them the change in your life since you became obedient, and the peace and the warmth and the love that you have found through Yeshua Messiah, knowing that you're bought and paid for. You were bought with a price, as was I, a sinner. Because without Yeshua and the grace that he brought me, I would be going to the lake of fire. Just, you know, highway to hell, AC/DC. Don't stop me, all that satanic garbage. Man. That's scary. Once your eyes are opened and you see the possibilities that would have happened to you in the afterlife, not this world. This world's crazy, man. People just, they worship stuff. Stuff. Oh, man, I got this big, fast car. And I got this, and I've got that, and blah, 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 blah. All these things that are going to burn up. Whew. Can't take that stuff with you, man. I hate to quote John Lennon, but you don't take nothing with you but your soul. I urge you to be a witness. Prepare yourself spiritually and physically and your family for what's coming up when everything breaks loose, and it will. It's all foretold right there in the book of Revelations. You don't need to be a fruitcake about it. Just be quiet and get ready. Get ready. You know it's coming if you believe. So get busy. It's your family, you know. Help them be prepared. Well, I'm just about down to the end of the wire here on this show, and I will join you on Wednesday the 21st with Psalm 119. So shalom aleichem, and praise Yahweh, and may he bless and keep you. Talk to you then.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.